Right, hello, my name's Michelle. And can you tell us what your name is, please?
My name's Kerry James.
And what's your association with Widdon School?
Well, I first became deputy head of the infant school before it was amalgamated to become a junior school. And then I taught at Widdon for 3 years before I moved up to Hatherley Infant School as head teacher.
I wonder, just thinking about your time here at Widdon, what your most vivid memory of the school is?
Well, I loved every minute of being at Widdon. I think it's a very rich area to teach in. Lovely children, lovely parents. I think I was the most happy when I was here. It's a lovely school.
And is there one event that really, really sticks out in your mind?
Well, obviously, when the Queen opened the school, that was very, very special. And it was funny because we were all sitting in our classrooms waiting for the big occasion before we'd moved to our various parts to work. And the Lord Lieutenant came shuffling up the drive, and we thought it was the Queen coming, so he jumped up, but it wasn't. It was the Lord Lieutenant come to make sure everything was all right first. And then when the Queen came, the children were a bit disappointed because she didn't have a crown on. She had an ordinary clothes on, so they were a bit disappointed. And the Duke of Edinburgh and the Queen came into my classroom first of all, and one little boy, Shehbaz Razvi, had put his figures round the wrong way. So the Duke of Edinburgh stopped and showed him how to correct and write them correctly. And then we were out in the area where they were playing, where they did all the thing to do with the palace. And Babnish Ramaran had a bad boy's T-shirt on, and the Duke of Edinburgh said, "Hey, come and have a look at this," to the Queen. And they had to go meet the architect, and we had 5 minutes to get the whole of the infants into the hall seated before the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh came down. And as he passed us, he said, "Hey, that was quick." He was very, very nice. Very nice.
And were you able to have a conversation with the Queen? Or
she didn't say a word. Don't say that. I think she was a bit concerned. I think she was late leaving the cathedral, and she was obviously a bit worried about something. But Pat Martin, that was their head teacher, spoke to her, and she walked outside with her. And then Pat Martin came back in and said the Queen was very pleased and loved your singing, and she said you can have a day off from school because you were so good.
Fantastic.
But we all did various songs. I think Lawrence Cook, who was the deputy head, did Streets of Gloucester, and that we all sang that. And we sang Every Colour Under the Sun as an infant section. So it was a memorable day.
It sounds as though it was. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about? Any other special events you can think of?
Well, I think every day was special here. The parents were very supportive. I found it very different because we started off at the infants in the old school, and that was very different. And all we had was a little concrete playground to play on. And as soon as we moved here, with all the freedom that they had here, the children just loved it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. I can't think of anything.